Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends. This is Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley. 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. A great Wednesday evening. A chilly one, but the sun was out today, so enjoying that. Going out on the phone now to Norman Gear, who is the principal at Gardner Middle School in Lansing. Good evening, Norman. How are you?
Good evening, Pam. I'm doing fine. How are you this evening?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Wanted to put in a call to you because you recently won the award for Michigan's Mid-Level Principal of the Year. That's a great honor. There's a lot of principals in the same grade levels as you, and you took home the prize.
Yes, I'm very honored to receive this award, to be selected amongst all of my colleagues. It's such an honor. It's overwhelming. It's still settling in with me to be recognized for the work that I do with children. I'm overwhelmed.
And I'm guessing from reading some information about you, your work with children is certainly a labor of love.
I love what I do. I live what I do, and I do my best every day for children. Coming to school should be the best part of their day, and they should enjoy coming to school, and I try to make it an enjoyable experience for them.
Well, certainly this award must indicate that you're doing that on a regular basis with the students and with the staff as well. The next step in after winning this award is the possibility of a national title as well. What do you think about that?
Well, I've got a huge application to fill out, and I've been working at that. I need some folks to also, write some good things that they may have observed about me in the past. So I'm pursuing the application full charge, and I hope to bring to Michigan, if not a first place, a place in the nationals.
Well, I'm gathering from some things folks have written about that you're not big on tooting your own horn. So talking about this is not quite so comfortable for you.
I'm kind of a loner. I'm a very, very, very quiet person. I do what needs to be done. I can look at a situation and assess it very quickly, whereas someone else have to, they may use a lot of words to explain the situation. I just need a few words, and I kind of point myself into a direction and get the job done.
I'm guessing that's what makes you successful at what you do, being able to assess a situation quickly and take appropriate action.
Well, I have a very supportive staff. I have a great public safety team, and that's an added benefit to any learning environment, having great people to work with every day, but also having my building. I have some great students here. I take my lumps and bumps with everyone else, but I have some great students in this building, and, I want to thank those parents for allowing their children to attend Gardner Middle School and trust us with their education. We prepare kids here for high school, and we try to set an example for them, model behavior, try to build lifelong learners with the kids. Even right now, I'm in a graduate program working on my dissertation, and so I'm trying to set the example. School learning never stops. When you stop learning, the world starts passing you by.
Well, certainly that's an example to be followed. In doing some reading about you, Norman, you took a rather interesting path to get where you are in education. You didn't start here, coming out of school.
No, I didn't. I thought about education when I was at MSU initially, and then money became an issue, and I started working, and I tell you, once you leave school, it's very hard to go back, but I was able to go back and obtain my degree and my bachelor's degree in communication arts and sciences, and also my master's degree. And you know, now I'm working on my doctoral degree. So I was a non-traditional student. It was very interesting being in classrooms with, you know, kids that were 19 and 20 years old.
When you weren't.
Yes, yes.
Well, I think that's another great example, though, for students, because if you may hear from somebody, well, you know, I left and it's hard to go back, even perhaps a former student, you can say, oh, that's not an excuse. I've been there. I've done that. I've walked
this
walk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe that, you know, you have to. Learning never stops. And you set a goal and you reach it. I love new information. I want to share that information with my children. And if there's something I learn out there while, you know, I'm in school that will help my kids, then certainly I bring it back to my building.
Well, loving the teaching and the training, that's part of you, was it going into administration just a natural next step for you in terms of progression for you and, like you said, learning all the time?
Well, I was in administration when I was in the motor carrier division of the state police. I spent a lot of time training at some of the motor carrier recruit schools. I trained around the state with some what they at one point they called 302 funds. So we visited different police departments around the state, provided training. I had the opportunity to train across the country for the U.S. Department of Transportation. And so training has been a part of my background. I think one of my most prestigious moments was remembering being allowed to do a teaching session at the National FBI Academy. That was high tech. It was fun and quite an experience.
Well, it sounds like it. And of course, all of life experiences, no matter, you know, what they be in order to get, you know, on your path, all of those things make you the administrator and the teacher, in effect, quote unquote, that you are today, certainly.
Well, I appreciate that. As you say, I am a quiet person. I don't toot my horn. And, you know, I love what I do. And, again, I can't thank my staff members enough for nominating me for this very, very, very great honor.
And so again, from some reading I've done about you, building relationships is extraordinarily important to you. Relationships, as you're speaking of now, with staff, students, parents, that all plays an integral role for you.
Yes, I believe that the relationship that we have with our parents and our community, but especially with our students, the relationship is key because the relationship is going to determine the amount of management you'll have to do in the classroom, the attendance of kids, the achievement of a student, and building strong, authentic relationships. Ships with kids. I think that's going to eventually lead to social change for our students, and you know, allow them to become successful and productive citizens in the workplace or in higher ed or any community they choose to live in. But the relationship with me is key.
Absolutely. And you talked about bringing new information to the building as well, and you're doing that, of course, with your continuing study.
Yes. And, you know, we started, there's been a lot of change in this building. You know, some people may remember the Gardner of 15 or 16 years ago, but in the last 11 years, we've made a lot of change. We're not perfect. I'm going to tell you, we're not perfect. We have our lumps and bumps. We have our ideas about what we could do different, but sometimes hearsay is not your, you know, your best ally, but there's been a lot of change, and bringing the new information in, we went to the South with a grant that CS, a comprehensive school reform grant that I brought to the building, and we learned a lot in the South that some of it is still in place here 5 or 6 years later.
I love that. Sir, I hate to cut you off. I'm up against a hard break. Congratulations.
I understand.
We will look forward to talking with you again.
I'm glad you had to cut me off.
No, take care. Bye-bye.
Pam, thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.